Now we enter into a period of mindful movement with lying down yoga. I encourage you to lie down on a yoga mat if possible, or on a blanket or on the floor. Just take some time here to be still and quiet before we start to move the body. So let the legs be slightly away from each other, arms slightly away from the body, palms up if that's comfortable. If it feels like a lot of work, then just let them relax in a natural way. Get a sense, a feeling for the body as a whole, how it feels on this particular day, in this particular moment, letting go of any preconceived ideas of how you think you might feel, and just being with the raw sensation of your body as it is right now. And if you haven't already, connect with your breathing. Just watching the breath as it comes in and as it goes out. Paying attention to the belly, encouraging it to be soft. Watching for the rise of the belly on the inhalation, and the drawing back of the belly towards the floor on the exhalation. Observe the quality of your breath, noticing if there's any disturbances, if it catches anywhere. If it's choppy, noticing if it's smooth, deep, slow. Invite yourself to just be here. As we move through the postures that are to come, allow yourself to move with a sense of curiosity, not really trying to get anywhere in particular, not even trying to improve anything, flexibility or strength or stamina. Those things can happen naturally as a result of practicing regularly. But for now, we let go of all of that. And it's more of an exploration than a trying to get anywhere. When you're ready, on an inhalation, flex your feet, draw your toes back towards your knees and press through your heels. Feel the muscles of the legs engage as you do that. Release and let it go. And then really notice what happens in the legs as you press through the heels and draw the toes back towards your knees. And then on your next inhalation, reach the arms straight up towards the ceiling, palms of the hands facing one another, spread your fingers wide, stay there for a couple of breaths, and each time you inhale, draw your shoulder blades away from your spine, feel a sense of broad, wide back. Notice the weight of the back body on the floor. You might feel your low back ribs in connection with the floor, and you want to keep that as you draw the arms towards the floor over your head behind you. There might be a tendency, particularly if the shoulders feel tight, for the body to come into a little back bend and the low back ribs rise away from the floor. If you feel that happen, bring the arms back up towards the ceiling a little bit. You're not trying to get your arms down to the floor. You're just noticing, what's my range of motion in my shoulder here today? And then actively stretch. Once you find that limit, you just play there. You don't push beyond it or through it. At any time during the practice, if something hurts, if something doesn't feel right, you back off. This is a conversation with the body where you listen to it and you honor what it says to you. Actively stretching the arms in one direction, the legs in the other. You might feel how that draws the navel towards the spine. Let your breath be full and rich. And on the exhalation, sweep the arms all the way down to your sides. And take a moment to breathe here. And observe with that little bit of movement, can I sense any changes in the sensations in my body, in my breath? Noticing even changes in your mood or your state of mind. And then the next time you breathe in, bend your knees, bring your feet flat to the floor. Your arms can be out shoulder height if you have room, or they can be down by your side if that's easier. And we'll do some pelvic tilting. So at first, press your low back down into the floor. Your pelvis tilts a little bit, your tailbone curls towards the ceiling. And then reverse that so that the low back arches, lifts away from the floor, and your tailbone is trying to press down into the floor, the mat. And rock back and forth here, seeing if you can increase your range of motion as you go. And then connect the movement with the breath, so that as you press your low back into the mat, as you flatten it out, draw the belly towards the spine and exhale. And then as you rock the other way, the front body opens, lengthens a little bit, inhale. Exhaling when you draw the belly towards the spine and press the back into the floor. And then inhaling as there's a sense of opening through the front body and the low back lifts away from the floor. And continue on like that for a couple of more breaths. And then bring your spine into what we call the neutral position. So the back is neither arching nor flattening, but is somewhere right in the middle where it feels comfortable, where you have a natural curve in your lumbar. And then draw your feet a little closer in towards your buttocks, so long as there's no sensation that's uncomfortable in your knees. Have your feet hip width apart. And ideally, the outside edges of your feet are parallel to one another. You can't see them in this position, so you just have to get a sense from the inside of your body. Lots of times the toes splay out to the side, so be mindful of that and see if you can have your feet parallel. I'm going to skip to the image number 12. It's on the back of your flyer, your handout. It seems like it makes more sense to do it here. So with your arms now at your side and your spine in neutral, see if you can feel all four corners of the feet and gently press them into the floor. Keep your hips down for now. Just feel the ball of the big toe, the ball of the little toe, the inner heel and the outer heel. Feel what muscles engage in your body as you gently press or root the feet into the floor. And then the next time you inhale, lift the hips up from that rooting, pressing down of the feet. The hips come up. Spine stays in neutral all the while. And as you exhale, let the hips come back down. On each inhalation, the hips come up because of the pressing down of the feet, the action in the legs. And notice when you're up, if the belly wants to poof up towards the ceiling, and instead draw the belly down towards the spine. Rest anytime you need to and just observe sensations, thoughts. And then the next time your hips are down, let them stay there. Notice your breathing. Notice what's happening in the body. And then either continue with breathing the hips up, exhaling them down, or the next time you bring them up, keep them there. And see if you can stay up for several breaths. And what you're looking for is the ability to relax into the effort so that you're not clenching your jaw or your face and trying to muscle your way through this, but rather you stay connected to your breath. You want it to be smooth. If you're holding it at any time, that's a good sign you're pushing beyond your limit and you want to back off and come out of it, knowing that as you practice, you'll grow into the postures. You'll find that ability to relax into the effort. Yes, there's strong sensation perhaps, and that's a great time to watch the inner dialogue. How do you speak to yourself when things get challenging? And can you be compassionate with yourself and patient, maybe even kind? And then when you're ready on the exhalation, let the hips come down to the floor and breathe there. Looking, watching, noticing. And then draw one knee in towards the chest and then the other knee in towards the chest. You can hug them in with your hands, your arms, or you can hold on at the shins. If you had a feeling of tightness, congestion in the low back, observe how it feels now to move into this posture. You might feel a sense of stretching, of opening in the low back. And as you exhale, hug the knees in a little bit tighter. As you inhale, let the knees move ever so slightly away. Just stay with that breath pattern. On the exhale, the knees draw a little tighter in. And on the inhale, you allow them to move a little further away. And then the next time you're hugging the knees in towards the chest, on the exhale there, bring your head up between your knees if that's appropriate for your body today, and see if you can stay there for a few breaths. You might come in and out of this. You might relax the head and shoulders down for a moment and come back up. Or you might be able on some days to stay for a little while, curling yourself into as tight a ball as you possibly can. Notice the shoulders, if they're creeping up around the ears, and encourage them to release down towards the waist. And on an inhalation, letting that go, head and shoulders down on the floor, releasing the legs, letting the feet come down to the mat. Breathing, noticing, what do you feel? Where do you feel it? And then draw the right knee in towards the chest, hanging on the shin perhaps, lengthening the left leg down along the floor. And noticing how that feels in the body. Reach through the straight leg, spread your toes, toes pointing straight up towards the ceiling. You can stay there, or if you want a little more active practice, curl up as if to bring your chin to your knee. There's a tendency to crunch through the chest chin here and draw the chin too closely to the chest. Even the picture in the handout shows that. And instead, imagine you have a tennis ball between your chin and your chest. It's a little healthier for the neck. Encourage a relaxing of the shoulders away from the ears. Stay as long as is appropriate for you. Playing at your edges, but not beyond. Knowing that you're growing into the strength in the core of the body that will allow this posture to become easier and lighter. And on the inhalation, releasing the head and the shoulders down to the floor, drawing the left knee slowly into the chest, all movements being done mindfully, intentionally. And then lengthen the right leg down along the floor. Spread the toes. The right leg is active. As you hug the left knee, even the left leg is actively hugging in towards the chest. And then if you like, you can curl up on this side. And once more, see if you can find that place of relaxed effort. What can I let go of? What tension that's taking energy from my body but isn't helping me in the posture at all? It might be a clenching in the jaw, a pressing of the tongue against the teeth, a hardness behind the eyes. And when you feel ready, on the inhalation, release. And let that go. Let the both legs be straight along the floor. Taking a moment just to breathe in that original position. Legs relaxed, arms relaxed, observing. What do you feel in your body right now? And then when you're ready, bending the knees a bit and rolling over to your side and then onto hands and knees so that your hands are right beneath your shoulders, fingers are spread nice and wide, your knees are right beneath your hips. And we'll do the pelvic tilting here that we did on the back so that as you exhale, you lift the spine towards the ceiling, the head and the tailbone drop towards the floor. And as you inhale, you reverse that, lifting the head, lifting the tailbone. We call that the sway-backed cow. On the exhale, as you draw the belly up towards the spine, spine up towards the ceiling, that's the arching cat. And back and forth you go at your own pace with your own breath timing. Having a sense of curiosity, where does my spine move easily? Does one direction feel better to me than the other? Are there any places where I lose sensation, where things feel dense, dull, where I'm not sure? Can I increase my range of motion easily, safely, always listening to the messages my body's giving me? And then the next time you pass through a neutral spine, stay there. Maybe you can remember what the neutral spine felt like when you were lying on your back, not a big arch in the low back and not a rounding in the low back. A neutral spine, a natural curve in your low back. And then gently press your hands and your legs into the floor. And you might feel some engagement, contraction of the low belly muscles, maybe some muscles in the low back. You want that. And as you inhale, lift your right arm up, shoulder height, straight out in front of you. And on the next inhalation, extend the left leg back. And you might just keep your toes resting there on the floor. Or you might lift the back leg so that it's the height of your hip. And rather than trying to take your leg super high, think long. Keep the belly lifting towards the spine and imagine you're stretching in opposite directions from that place. And on your next exhalation, let the right hand and the left leg come down to the mat. Find your stability once more, and on an inhalation, lift the left arm, shoulder height, reaching forward. Your gaze might follow, looking past your fingertips, and the right leg will straighten back behind you, toes either resting there on the floor or lifting that leg up, and trying to open behind the knee, straightening the leg as best as possible. And noticing all the little shifting adjustments the body has to make as you find your balance here and maybe lose your balance here. Maybe you come in and out of this as you grow towards this ability to stay firm in the posture, that sense of relaxed effort. And then bringing that hand and that knee back down to the mat and taking some time just to breathe and just to notice what's here right now. On the next exhalation, if it's comfortable in your body, sit all the way back on your heels. This is not pictured on the handout. It's called child's pose. Make sure your knees are wide enough apart that there's plenty of room for the belly to breathe. Your forehead might rest down on the mat. If it doesn't, make little fists with your hands and stack your fists so that your forehead can rest on your fists. If this isn't right for your body, if it doesn't feel good for your knees, just stay in table pose. Following the breath, not as much room for the belly to expand here, so bring your awareness into the back body. Perhaps the low back, the back ribs expand upward on the inhale. Draw back towards the floor on the exhale. One more breath. And then on an inhalation, rocking back up to table pose. And coming back down onto your back. Your knees are bent, feet flat on the mat. Arms can be out shoulder height, or if it's comfortable, you might interlace the hands behind your head. In a moment, we're going to move into a twisting posture. And if you have any low back issues, bulging discs, or instability in the low back, be very cautious. During this portion, you might not do it at all. You might just visualize it. Or you might play with it to a very small degree, listening intensely to the messages your body gives you. So from here, I like to draw the knees up over the hips so the feet leave the mat. Imagine you're hugging something between the knees, and on the exhalation, slowly let the knees fall to the right. They may well not come down to the floor. Draw the belly towards the spine. Pay attention to your low back. If you're holding your breath, you're pushing too far. Your body will know if this is something that feels delicious or unwise. And then on the inhalation, lift the top leg first back to center. The bottom leg kind of follows along. Inhale at center, and on the exhalation, let the knees move to the other side of the body. Imagine you're hugging something between the knees. Legs are a little bit active, belly drawn back towards the spine for stability. You might find that for you, it's better to just briefly touch into the twist and come back up and move to the other side, or maybe to stay in the twist for several breaths, and now coming back to center. Releasing both feet down to the floor and looking, observing, and being the witness to the sensations and to the thoughts that drift in and go back out. With that same feeling of just watching, pay close attention as you straighten your right leg straight up overhead. Go very slowly, observing the muscles, the actions in the body. That just by the idea of it, the decision to lift the leg, up it goes. And press through the heel to open through the back of the leg. It's feeling the sensation of the leg lifted. And then you might reach up and interlace the hands behind the thigh or the knee or the calf. It all depends on how flexible the hamstrings on the back of the leg are feeling today. Don't allow your head to tilt way back, your chin way up towards the ceiling, or your shoulders to lift far away from the floor. Just exploring here with that sensation of stretching the muscles on the backs of the legs. Maybe rotating your ankle first in one direction and then the other. You can stay right there. If you'd like to bring a little more heat, a little more energy into your practice, you can curl up as if to bring the chest towards the knee. Do not pull on the leg. It's not from the pulling on the leg that you're lifted up. It's from the strength of your core. Be careful not to crunch the chin in towards the chest. Let it feel spacious. Release the shoulders away from the ears. See if you can stay for a few breaths. Again, watching, witnessing, noticing. Then on the inhalation, releasing the head, and then slowly releasing the leg. Feeling as the first part of your foot touches the floor, and then the entirety of your foot touches the floor. Yoga gives us such a wonderful opportunity to observe our patterns, our habits. And sometimes we fall into the pattern of striving, of pushing, of really trying to get somewhere. We get competitive with ourselves or other people, sometimes to the point where it doesn't serve us. And if that's our pattern, we can notice it when we're on the mat. And we can choose to release that a little bit, to back off and see how that feels. Sometimes the pattern is the opposite. Maybe we've been injured. Maybe we've had some experiences that make us very reticent and we don't try at all. We have a tendency to give up very quickly. And the yoga gives us an opportunity to play with that, maybe go a little deeper, stay a little bit longer. And only you know which end of that spectrum you land on, and it might be different on a given day. So when you're ready, with mindful attention, Straighten your left leg straight up towards the ceiling, watching. What has to engage in the body for that leg to lift? Perhaps rotating your ankle here. Interlacing the hands behind the thigh, the calf, wherever it feels appropriate. A little bit of counter pressure, leg into the hands, hands into the leg. Might make the stretch more interesting. You want enough sensation, so it is interesting. It is a place where you find your awareness easily goes, and the breath will tell you always if you've gone too far. You want it to be smooth, steady. And if you like a more energized practice today, curling up from the core of the body, from the belly. The hands are there on the leg as a guide, but you're never pulling yourself up by the strength of the arms, yanking on the leg. Watch the inner dialogue, the inner narrative as you stay, perhaps, or you come back down, perhaps. And then releasing the head and shoulders back to the mat, releasing the foot back down slowly to the floor, noticing when it makes contact and where. Couple of breaths here. And then we'll straighten the legs and roll over onto the right side. And take a moment to line up your body so that you're in one straight line. You're not piked through the hips, making a bit of a V shape. Flex the feet. You can rest your head in your hand. Top hand can be in front for balance. And then on the inhalation, slowly lift the left leg up. Don't let yourself rock back. Again, watch that there isn't that piking in the hips. And on the exhalation, bring the leg down and breathe it up and down a couple more times. What muscles have to work here? How does this feel differently than the other postures that we've done? And the next time the leg comes up, keep it there and see if you can breathe and observe and be present. Even as this sensation might intensify, how are you in these moments of intensity? How do you speak to yourself? Without making this another place to judge ourselves, but to bring that compassionate awareness. Does this pattern serve me? And then on the exhalation, release that leg down. Roll onto the belly and all the way over to the other side. Making sure you're in one long straight line, bringing the head up into the hand. And when you're ready, inhaling now the right leg up, exhaling the leg down. And doing that a few times. Slowly, with attention, carefully, not through momentum. And then the next time it's up, keep it there as you breathe. If you need to come out of the posture, always you come out of the posture. My voice is a guide, but your inner wisdom is the ultimate guide. And And on the exhalation, releasing the leg back down if you haven't already, rolling onto the belly and just breathing there. Looking, watching. Noticing sensations throughout the body and the breath. Your mood, your energy. As you breathe, feel the belly expand against the floor on the inhalation and how it softens or lifts away from the floor on the exhalation. The belly doesn't leave the floor, but it unweights a little bit as it moves towards the spine. Each inhalation, the breath easily presses into the floor, and on the exhalation, this unweights a little bit from the floor. And on your next exhalation, actively lift it up towards the spine as if you're taking all your internal organs and attaching them to the spine, maybe snapping them into place with the belly button. And you're going to keep that there. Resting now your chin or your forehead on the floor, arms down by your side. On the next inhalation, lift your right leg straight back behind you. Think long rather than high. And on the exhale, that leg comes down. Alternate so that on the inhale, the opposite leg comes up. And on the exhale, it comes down. And back and forth you go, paying attention that the belly keeps lifting towards the spine. And then the next time both legs are down, keep them down. Press your toes into the mat, your toenails. Your toes are pointing back behind you, and your toenails press down into the floor so you feel your quadricep muscles on the front of your thighs engage. Keep your belly engaged, and on the next inhalation, lift both legs if you can. If not, continue to alternate. Your head, your torso is down on the floor and the legs are lifted, and notice what's working in your body. And on the exhalation, release and let that go. On the next inhalation, keep your legs down. See if you can peel the head and maybe the chest away from the floor. Perhaps even the arms will lift away, reaching back for your feet. And on the exhalation, allow yourself to relax back down. Keep the belly lifting towards the spine. Keep pressing the tops of your feet into the floor. And on each inhalation, peeling away from the floor with the head, the shoulders, maybe the chest. In each exhalation, coming back down. And you can lift and lower in that way, or on the next inhalation, the next time you're up, stay up for 2 or 3 breaths. Imagine the lungs just filling with air and bringing you up like a buoy on the water. See if you can find the relaxed effort here, as if the breath is doing the work. And coming down when you're ready. Resting, letting it all go. And when you feel ready, rolling onto the back for final relaxation. And if there's anything you feel like your body needs to be comfortable here for relaxation, do that. If you need to relieve the back by drawing the knees into the chest, or if you need to roll something up and slip it under your knees or put something underneath your head or covering up with a blanket so you're warm. Let the legs be slightly apart, arms slightly away from the body, and take the time to just observe. And watch. Notice. And take some time to scan your body, inviting a softening, a releasing, a letting go. So as much as we want to be able to engage the muscles and be strong, work the body at times, we also want to be able to let go of that tension, that holding on command, to become intimately familiar with tension, contraction in our muscles, and relaxation. This will help us to become more aware of when we're allowing life, stress, to have an effect on our body and our mind. So invite the feet to completely release and relax. The calves, the knees, the thighs. Invite them to feel heavy and the joints to feel soft. The belly relaxes, the arms, the elbows, the wrists, the hands. So heavy it feels like the muscles are just hanging from the bone. The organs function easily and effortlessly. The neck, the jaw, the face, soft. Releasing the weight of the head into the floor. And letting the awareness rest on the breath. And the sensations in your body as you breathe and let go. And stay here for as long as you like, allowing the cells of the body to absorb, receive the benefits of your practice. And when you're ready, deepening the inhalations, the exhalations, having a sense of fascination as you wiggle your fingers and toes. What does it feel like to bring little bits of movement into the body now? Bending the knees and rolling to one side. When you're ready, on an inhale, bringing yourself up to sit and observe, how do you feel now after your practice? Are there any changes in your body, in your breath, in your mind? What would you like to bring from your practice into your day? Invite a sense of gratitude for all that your body did well. and for your willingness to practice. Time and some energy to nourish the body that helps you maintain and improve your health, and to practice mindfulness in this way, and maybe eventually incorporating postures that you have learned on your own, doing it maybe without the CD. Taking the time to feel your body and pay attention to what it's telling you, honoring the messages that it gives you rather than pushing through them, observing and dwelling in your own limits that change from day to day, being non-judgmental and compassionate with yourself on those days where things don't come as easily and the body might need some support, and noticing as well when you become stronger, more flexible, more balanced with practice.